This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, and boo-hoo-hoo, I'm as excited for this show as I've been in a long time. Here's what we have on tap for tonight. How they look at you. What are these elites, what do they think about themselves versus you? We'll talk about that here in just a couple minutes. I'm going to read the list of Republican senators who voted for that crappy bill today. We're going to talk about, I meant to get to this last night. Knowing what everyone else makes in the office or discussing salaries in the office, why it's always a mistake. We have creepy facial ID. Someone's a fake Jew, Chris, and he got busted for it. We have asked Dr. Jesse questions about everything from George Patton to the first couple weeks with your kid. Why do a bunch of talk radio show hosts suck in Christmas? All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get into all the other stuff, I just want to do this, though. 18 Republican senators today voted for that disastrous $1.7 trillion bill with every single communist handout in it you can imagine. I'm just going to read their names, and I'm going to move along. Blunt, Boozman, that's a cool name, by the way, Capito, Collins, Cornyn, Cotton, really, really shocked at Tom Cotton. Man, shame on you, sir. Lindsey Graham, big surprise there. Inhofe, McConnell, Moran, Murkowski, Portman, Romney, Rounds, Shelby, Thune, Wicker, and Young. Treasonous. A treasonous vote. We're going to move off this. I don't care. It's Thursday. We're doing an Ask Dr. Jesse thing. I don't want to, I'm done yelling and screaming about this. You're probably done hearing about this. What good does it do? We tried. We put in the phone calls. We tried. We shamed. We embarrassed. We yelled. We screamed. Didn't work. Got screwed over again. Life goes on. Now let's talk about some life lessons. Couple different life lessons here. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said this. Yes, she said this yesterday. But I forgot. She said, today I signed legislation to establish statewide pay transparency and job listings. This historic measure will usher in a new era of fairness and transparency for workers and will be a critical tool in our efforts to end pervasive pay gaps for, of course, for women and people of color. Of course. Well, of course it would be about that. I mean, Lord knows we can never have a law for white people. But anyway, let's pause on Kathy Hochul being a disaster and how horrible this will be for New York. And how it's simply going to chase more businesses out of the state and so on and so forth. Let's set that aside for a moment. Let's talk a little bit about Adam and Eve. No, don't worry. I'm not going to start preaching to you, nor would I be qualified to do so. But everyone knows the biblical story of Adam and Eve, the first man and woman who ever lived. Adam was created by God, and then he very foolishly requested a woman, and now we're all stuck. No, I'm kidding. But he requested a woman. And he got a woman. And they were allowed to eat anything they wanted. The entire Garden of Eden was theirs. Every animal they were in charge of. Everything was perfect. They're running around naked. Eve's looking like a dime. Life is good. Except there was one tree. One tree. The forbidden fruit. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The only tree God said, that one, off limits. Anything else you want. Don't touch it, but it's off limits. What's Eve do? Right up to the tree. That same temptation comes to all of us in many, many forms. And I'm here to tell you, as somebody who's had a million different jobs, as you know, lived a million different places, walked a million different walks of life in my short 41 years, the forbidden fruit of the workplace is, I wonder what he makes. I wonder what she makes. Hey, Bob, what do you make? Tell me, I'll tell you what I make. Hey, what'd you get for a Christmas bonus this year? If you tell me, I'll tell you. You look around at the people you work with and you want to know. You want to know. I wonder, what's he make? What's she make? I should be making more. I can't believe he makes more. It's human nature. It's that forbidden fruit. And I'm telling you, it's poison every single time. Just a little bit of life advice. Kathy Hochul's an idiot. Yes, that's one piece of life advice. But another piece is this. I know that forbidden fruit is so tempting. You just want to taste it. I just want to know. Just tell me what you make, and I'll tell you what I make, and we'll talk about what we make. And I know it seems so innocent. No, no, I get along well with Jerry from accounting. What could go wrong? There is never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, a good reason for you to inquire or be curious about what other people make. Believe me when I tell you, I know it's tempting. I have watched this go wrong time after time after time after time. You know what you do? Shut up. Keep your mouth shut about what you make and keep your questions to yourself about what other people make. It is always a mistake. It will only end in misery every single time. And so, look, this will be a great example. It'll be, look, New York, the world gets to watch New York, the United States of America. We all get to watch New York as this turns into a disaster. Because employers will oftentimes do things like, hey, we have an opening here. I brought up accounting, so let's stick with that. We have an accounting opening. What's the salary? Pay range will be between 50 and 80 grand. And people say, what? Well, that's ridiculous. If you can afford 80, why don't you pay 80? Maybe you're not worth 80. And people don't like having that conversation because nobody likes to hear you're not worth it, right? No one likes to hear that. That's never a nice, it doesn't matter what you're talking about. Hey, I would do this for you, but you're not worth it. But maybe you're not worth it. Maybe if you're brand new into the accounting field and got a pretty thin resume, maybe they're going to float you 50, see if you can even do the job. Maybe if you've been doing the job for 15 years, you know accounting front and back, you're the one who gets 80. But you get paid. Always remember this, and we're going to move on. We've got politics. I'm going to talk World War II in a second. We got all kinds of creepy stuff. Always remember this. You get paid on the scarcity of your marketable skills, period. Do you have marketable skills? Good. How rare are they? If you have marketable skills and not many people can do what you do, you're going to make a fortune. That's why the baseball player, that's why Aaron Judge gets paid basically Fort Knox. Because how many people can hit 60 home runs in a year? One. So then you get paid a whole lot of money. That's why he gets paid more than the firefighter. It's not that he's more important. His skills are simply more rare. That's all there is to it. I'm going to leave you with that because it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday and we have to get to things, but I want to get to something I promised right away. How they look at you. How they look at you. I remember this. Longtime listeners of the show will remember this conversation. We had this conversation time after time after time, especially during COVID, because this is what would happen. It happened. Look, it happened right here in Texas. I remember it. Immediately, the tyrant governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, locks down Texas just like everywhere else did, just like he did in New York, just like everywhere. And almost right away, our politicians, who also locked down their cities, big and small, began getting caught violating their own rules. There's a town here not far away from me called Beaumont, Texas. Not a big place at all. Immediately, mayor locks down Beaumont. Hey, shut it down. Hey, no more salons. Shut it down. You remember this, Chris? And I think it was the next day, if not that day, she gets busted going to get her hair done in a salon. And look, I could take all 3 hours. I'm not going to do this to go over all the politicians who got caught. But it's important we understand it wasn't just one. It was all of them. All of them. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she needed to go get her crew cut done. Boom, gets caught when she locks down her city. Pelosi needed her hair cut. Boom, went out for a vodka, got her hair cut. Cuomo, New York Governor Cuomo, wear a mask, social distancing. 2 seconds later, he gets caught at a party, hugging somebody, shaking hands, no mask on, surrounded by people. Gavin Newsom, San Francisco Mayor London Breed. Remember when she got caught? She got caught. She said, I was just feeling the spirit. I'll never forget. One of the great lines. Remember that, Chris? One of the great lines of all time. Chris, by the way, is a little salty at me, which is unfair. You know, I've had this like thing. Chris shows up today and he's sick as a dog. He's actually blaming me. I don't think it was me, Chris. It was someone else, I bet. It definitely wasn't me at all. All right, sorry. Anyway, but you remember that, right? Well, another one just got caught. Another one just got caught. But why? Why does this keep happening? There's actually a really great example. So I'm going to discuss who just got caught and why it keeps happening. I'm going to discuss it after you switch your cell phone. I'm not discussing it till you switch your cell phone. As long as you're paying AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile to crap on your values and my values, and you pay them every single month to do so, I'm not telling you who it is. All right, I will tell you who it is, but you should switch your cell phone. You know, it's Christmas time. Christmas gets expensive, especially if you have a wife. Save a pile of money and switch to PureTalk. My bill got cut in half, and they share my values. CEO's a veteran. Customer service, all Americans, all pleasant. It's so weird talking to an American in customer service. And it's cake. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That's it. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. It's going to take you 10 minutes on the phone to switch. All done by phone and the mail. It couldn't be easier. How many emails have I read you about how pleasant they are? #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right, who just got caught? Why did they get caught? Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and I don't need any more heat from you about taking a vacation, okay? Yes, this is my last show. I'll be back on January 2nd. I'm going on vacation. I am leaving you. I can't blame this one on the suits or anyone else. This is 100% me taking a vacation. Do you know that I forget how many vacation days they give me? I never really ask. I should probably look at these contracts, Chris. Anyway, I never look, but I think it was 15 or something like that. I haven't even come close to that, okay? Not even close. In fact, I don't know if I've taken a vacation day this year. So I'm taking a vacation, and I'm not going to hear any crap from you. What, Chris? Oh, yeah, the Nantucket trip. Well, that was for work. It's not like I was working. I was sorry being a world-famous author, Chris. All right. Who's the latest politician to violate their own rules and get caught, and why? And after I do this, then we're going to get to ask Dr. Jesse questions and whatnot. Quote, you know New Yorkers don't like people telling them what to do, but we were able to say to them, we need you to wear your mask, we need you to get vaccinated, we need you to social distance, and they complied. With the holiday season in full swing and cases of COVID-19, flu, and RSV rising, we are asking New Yorkers to protect themselves and their loved ones once again. Mask up, get tested, get treated if you're eligible and if you haven't gotten your flu shot, so on and so forth. That was New York Mayor Eric Adams.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand.
Which is interesting because he went to the New York Post's gigantic Christmas party where he was photographed several times, shaking hands, kissing babies, not a mask in sight. Why, though? Why? Because it's darker than you think. It's not, remember this, it's not that they're hypocrites. They have told you that this is a deadly disease that you should really, really fear over and over and over again. Well, if I tell you there are landmines on the front lawn and you shouldn't go on the front lawn, and then you look at me walking around on the front lawn, you wouldn't call me a hypocrite. You would call me a liar. You would assume I was lying about the landmines. Why does this happen? From Gavin Newsom to London Breed to Andrew Cuomo to Eric Adams to every single small town mayor in between, Gretchen Whitmer's people locking down her state, then hopping on a plane to Florida to live it up mask-free. Why does it happen over and over and over again? One, as you already know, they think they're better than you. Two, they're not at all worried about coronavirus, and they never have been. They've never been concerned about getting it. They've never been concerned about spreading it. I know that can be difficult to believe after the propaganda campaign, but they're not concerned about it at all. Eric Adams is not worried about getting coronavirus. So why do they keep getting caught? I want you to understand that's part of the point. The point is them getting caught. Let me explain. Here's a great example. Let's talk about me. This is a great example. As you know, I've had a lifetime of crappy cars. I've not been financially that great. No one, I've been starving to death, but not been financially that great. My first car was a $600 Honda Accord in 1983. I eventually moved on to pickup trucks that I liked. I enjoyed my pickup trucks, but I've never certainly owned a fancy car at all. And as you well know, about a year and a half ago when I signed with Premier, I did something I've never done. I still can't believe I did that. And I went out and bought a fancy car. I bought my midlife crisis car. And I'll be frank. Sometimes I drive it really fast. Now, not deadly fast. No, I'm not doing 120 bobbing and weaving out of traffic like an idiot. Not putting someone's life in danger. But if I get on a frontage road, there's no one out there, I hammer the gas way more than I need to just to feel it go. Sometimes I take corners, especially if I'm alone, if there's no cars around. Sometimes I take corners a little faster just to see what it can do. Why do I do this? Because I can. And it feels good to do things you can do, especially if you know there won't be consequences for it. I'm not going to get caught on that front edge road doing 65 in a 45. I'm not going to get caught. I'm not going to get in trouble. I shouldn't do it. It's wrong, but I do it anyway because I can. Why do these politicians keep getting caught? They want to get caught. They want you to know. It's not enough to have the power of a midlife crisis car. They must use it. It's not enough to have the power of being a politician in front of other people, of living your life separate from the rules that hold you back or hold me back. It's not enough to simply have that power. They have to make sure you know they have that power. It's not just that he wants to live a different life than he tells you to live. He wants you to know you're the peasant. I'm the king. Did kings and peasants, when you look back, when you read history books, were the kings quiet about the fact they were kings? Or when they rolled through the peasantry, were they sitting on thrones, golden thrones, with servants and bodyguards everywhere? The king likes to announce the fact that he's king. Says it right there on his medieval business card. They get caught because they want to get caught. They want you to open up the New York Post today and say, what? He told us to, I wore a mask and he did what? He wants you to know you're the peasant. He's the king. You have rules. He doesn't. That's the point. All right. Ask Dr. Jesse a question about World War II and all kinds of good juicy stuff, including Christmas, facial recognition software. Your T levels aren't what they should be. Oh, did I bring that up just now? Because you know that bottle of water you're drinking out of? I have one right beside me here too. There's actually estrogens in the plastic and in the water itself. You shower in estrogen. Testosterone levels at free fall like we've never seen in the history of man in the United States of America. That's happening right now. You had better do something to fight back against it. Otherwise, it's simply inevitable. Chalk is your way. Not more big pharma stuff. Not stopping and getting a new injection every week. Natural herbal supplements. That's what we need. Nature. And Chalk has endless natural herbal supplements. But what I take is the male vitality stack. I've been taking it for months and months and months. Oh my goodness, I feel incredible. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack. But don't think that that's all they have. They have lit powder. They have endless, endless natural herbal supplements. Get a subscription. They're 35% off. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Do it now. It's a gift to yourself.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I just real quick before I get to my Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Thursday, one, you can still email me when I'm gone. I'm going to get them all when I get back, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Two, U.S. braces for once-in-generation storms starting today. That's for the Daily Mail. I'm sure you probably already know this. I just want to once again, sorry, I'm a father, just want to once again remind you, I grew up in Montana. Every single winter, people would die. People would die because they got in their car and they went out driving and it got in a wreck or the car slid off the road in a ditch or something like that. And they die slowly freezing to death in their car. They die because when they left the house, they said this, "Oh, I'm just going a short ways. Oh, I'm just going to the drive-thru. Oh, I can wear a t-shirt." What we're seeing right now is weather that can kill you. Put some warm clothes on. I'm just walking down the block. I just got to walk down and get a six-pack of beer. Put warm clothes on. You don't know if I'm just walking a couple blocks. Okay. You're walking a couple blocks. You didn't dress up quite enough, but it's okay. You'll be right back. Just a couple minutes, right? Yeah, until that cabbie wasn't looking and he sideswipes you and blows out your knee and you find yourself laying in the curb and he drives off and now you're laying there freezing to death hoping the cops get to you or someone snatches you up before you freeze to death. When you leave your home with weather like this, you prepare to walk and you prepare to endure the cold, okay? Sister texted me today. They woke up 50 below with the wind chill. 50 below. That is yowza. All right, enough of that stuff. Dear Dr. Jesse, must be nice to be that tall in a crowd of Chinamen. Historically, what if General Patton got the go-ahead to invade Russia after World War II was over? How would that reshape global politics as we know it? Well, there's something people are fond of saying of we fought the wrong enemy in World War II, which, I mean, let's be honest, fighting the Nazis is always a good idea, and especially fighting the Empire of Japan is a good idea. They were just as bad as the freaking Nazis. But there is obviously a lot of validity to the fact that we were fighting side by side with Joseph Stalin and the communists. That's not... kind of not an ideal situation. And when you hear somebody talk like that, you will oftentimes hear this: Jesse, we should have kept going like Patton wanted and invaded the Soviet Union. And I'm about to tell you something that you're going to be offended by, probably. Nevertheless, it's true. It is. You know we couldn't have beaten the Soviet Union, right? Not by invasion. At the end of World War II, the Red Army was probably the finest army on the planet. And I know that sucks. And yes, I know we sent them through Lend-Lease program. We sent them so much of the equipment they were using. But you understand we don't know very much. People don't know very much about the Eastern Front, about the Nazis fighting the communists. And we don't know much about that in America because we hate them both. Why would I look into that? I don't even care. It's not even interesting. I hate them both. Can't they both lose? That's the way we look at it. And that's understandable. You want to study things where you can root for somebody and root against someone else. This is human nature. I'm the same way. But you understand that just the German-Soviet portion of World War II, if you were to take that portion and separate that portion out, that alone is the largest conflict in human history by a mile. You people don't understand how violent and huge and deadly that conflict was. At places like Moscow or Stalingrad, you look at the Soviets lost a million people. They lost a million people. The grand total for American troops killed with every war combined since the revolution is like 1.4 million. The Soviets lost enough, as many in one city as we've lost in the entirety of the history of the United States of America. The whole Nazi war machine, three different armies invaded, three different army groups invaded, A, B, and C, I know is very, or North, Central, and South, depending on how you read it, but they invaded and fought this war, and it was such a vicious, long-lasting war that by the time World War II ended, when the tide turned and the Nazis got pushed out and the Soviets started pushing west and they started taking over Germany and they took over Berlin, that was a war machine. Now, we were a war machine too, don't get me wrong, and we would have made them feel it. But when people talk like this, they talk like we would have just stormed on through. We would have gone through the same weather problems the Nazis did. Our tanks would have been bogged down in the same mud the Nazis were. Our equipment would have frozen and our men would have frozen to death the same way the Nazis did. Russia is simply so vast that even if they didn't have this top-tier army, even if they didn't have this top-tier experienced army, remember, so much experience. We're not talking raw recruits. So much experience. Even if they just had a normal dorky army, the land alone makes it so hard. What, Chris? Chris said, is Russia too big to defeat in a traditional war? I don't know about too big, because if you can argue, you never know the answer to these questions, but if you read about the Nazi invasion of it, you can argue if one thing went different here or went different there, one decision here, the Nazis maybe could have pulled it off. But the problem is that they always do the same thing. They did the same thing to Hitler that they had done to Napoleon. They understand the vastness of their territory and the weather of their territory is such a huge asset that every time someone comes in, they simply start walking the opposite direction. Oh, sure, come get us. No, you're almost here. Come on, get us. No, don't worry about that winter thing. Napoleon got to Moscow, and they had just left it. I said, oh, no, Moscow? Oh, you can have it. Hey, hunker down there for a little ways. I promise the cold front's not coming in. Napoleon hunkered down expecting terms of peace, and so he waited there. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks. I'm doing this off of memory. And the Russians just said, just let him sit there. Winter's coming. And sure enough, winter sets in. And soon the men are eating their horses and avoiding wolf attack, trying to escape back out of Russia. And we're very proud of our World War II military, and we should be. And the bravery and how vast it became. And it is something awesome. But when people say this, we should have just kept going. You understand that even if we won that, that conflict alone would have been way deadlier than fighting the Nazis and the Japanese combined. The number of American young men who would have died, even if we won that, that's quite a thing to say. Hey, we should have just kept going. That's easy to say now, man. A lot of people have tried. As far as I can tell, Genghis Khan is the only one to ever pull it off. He just flat out invaded the Russians in the winter and won. No, we're actually going to wait for winter. We prefer winter here. Gosh, the Mongols are so sweet. All right. The future. I have glimpsed it, and it's a little bit ugly. That, the meaning of Christmas, somebody's yelling about radio hosts. All that is still to come on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But what we are going to do here is read this little headline. Pro-life activists arrested for praying silently near an abortion facility. the cause of pro-life, the cause of fighting for children. I've never seen it under attack like this before, ever. We have to fight back. We are not going to turn the other cheek out of this. We have to fight back. Part of fighting back is supporting preborn, because they are the ones on the front lines getting Molotov cocktails thrown in their windows. Preborn is out there fighting the fight. Surely we can help them do it, right? Surely we have $28 that buys that young woman that free ultrasound she's going to get so she chooses life. Preborn can't do it without us. 100% of your donation goes to that ultrasound or the afterbirth care formula, diapers. Don't just say you're pro-life. Be it. Live it. Go to preborn.com/Jesse, all right? preborn.com/Jesse. Or you can pick up the phone, dial #250 and say, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is a great day today because Christmas is almost here. I actually got this email. Jesse, what does Christmas mean to you, and why do you celebrate it? This is my question for Ask Jesse Friday for tomorrow, Thursday. Thanks for speaking to the truth. Chris is about the birth of Jesus. Christmas is about the birth of Jesus. I don't know why it's complicated. That's what we celebrate here. The birth of our Lord and Savior. And we've been trying to get through to the kids more and more. And they're great kids, don't get me wrong, but we've been trying to get through to the kids to focus on giving. You know what I mean? Try to focus on giving, because that's really the spirit of Christmas. And I try to ask them, is Christmas about getting things? And they say, no, it's about giving things. And I try to explain to them, be on the lookout for places you can give, for someone you can give to. Is there a kid at school who's hurting? Is there something on your heart to give? That's what Christmas is about. Jesse, you blame the GOP primary voters. I blame talk show hosts. Don't even consider them conservative talk show hosts. And he goes on to list quite a few of them. No, he's not talking about me. Don't worry. He says the list is long and hardly any of them are good. Can barely listen to talk radio anymore. The monopoly of talk show hosts is strong. Why don't you give somebody like me an opportunity to fill in on the radio? My show would be substantially different than the rest. Okay, a couple things I need to explain to you. One, I have gotten to know many, many people in TV and radio now since I started doing this. And I'm here to tell you, there are many who are true believers. They want what you want. They're fighting tooth and nail for it. We talk all the time trying to strategize about what's right and what's wrong and how do we do this and what do we do good and what are we doing? Are we doing this? However, there are a bunch of complete and utter frauds who do this, who, even if they at one point in time did believe in something, it's very clear now that they don't. And I don't know. I've heard people blame that on money. Because eventually, I guess you make so much daggone money, you just stop caring about the country. You stop caring about anything but your bank account. So you sit down and you read off a couple quick headlines, a couple talking points. You kind of mail it in and you go cash the check. There are a lot of people like that. Look, the beauty of radio. Like, I love TV and I love radio. You know, I do a TV show every single night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the first two. I love them both for different reasons. But one of the things I love the most about radio is you can't lie. Not really. You have to be honest, because I'm sitting here with you for 3 hours a day. Just you and me talking. I'm in your car with you. I'm at work with you. I'm working out with you. I'm mowing the grass with you. I'm making dinner with you. However you listen to the show, you're listening for 3 hours a day. If I was a fake or a fraud, and I've had plenty of flaws, don't get me wrong, but if I didn't believe, you would know, because you can't fake that. I could fake that on TV. TV is an hour every night, much more regimented, much more rigid, a lot less freewheeling than here. In the look, we don't have a fart sound on the TV show. Radio is intimate. That's why I love about radio. You genuinely know somebody. You know me. You know my kids' names. You know what I love. You know what I hate. You know what you don't like about me and what you do like about me. Because you know you spend 3 hours a day with me. That's a long time. You know who the frauds are. You know. Turn them off. Go do something else. And if I ever become one, turn me off too. Go do something else. As far as giving you a shot, let me explain something. One, if you have some kind of a passion to do radio or TV or something like that, no, I'm not letting you sit in here in this chair. No, you got to kind of look. That's not my call to make anyway. This chair doesn't belong to me. This chair belongs to Premier. They own it. They allow me to have it. They're gracious enough to allow me to have it. That's one. Two, even if I could give it to you, I wouldn't, because unless you're already doing one, you don't know what the heck you're doing yet, but you have the skills to do it. If you have passion to do a show, I want to encourage you to start a show. You know that podcast equipment is cheap. It costs nothing for a little at-home podcast thing. And I want to explain something to you. If you have a passion for that and you want to spread the word about something and you feel like you have something to say that's different than what other people say, start one, man. And it takes nothing in this era to put content out online. Just start doing stuff. And at first you will suck, because it's very weird to sit down and speak to a microphone. It's not a normal thing, and speak in any kind of a way that is interesting or that people find entertaining. But you will get better. You will get better and get better and get better. I encourage people all the time when they say, hey, Jesse, how do I get into it? How do I get into it? Start putting content out there. The reason I'm sitting here talking to you on Premier Networks, the biggest syndication company in the country, coast to coast. The reason I'm sitting here talking to you is I started putting out stupid little 2-minute YouTube videos called Jesse Kelly Brief. They were funny, Chris. They were funny. But it was Jesse Kelly Brief. And I haven't looked in forever. I'm sure it's gone way up now just from people looking me up. But I would put out a video and it would seriously get 100 views. That's nothing. I mean, people put out videos to get millions of views. I would get 100. As far as I knew, there was nobody ever watching except for my parents. the wife. Couple of my friends. But I was wrong. The right person was watching. All it takes is one right person to come across that little podcast of yours that you don't think is going anywhere. One right person. And you just might find yourself screwing off for a living for the rest of your life. If you got something to say, get some podcast equipment and say it. You think you're better than the people who are out there? You're probably right. A lot of people out there suck. Go say something. I'm going to say something here really quickly. James Dolan, the headline is James Dolan's facial ID tech snags another lawyer who says he was booted from the Knicks game. Madison Square Garden has facial ID technology, and I don't know who this guy is. He probably deserves it. But this stuff is wave of the future stuff, and it creeps me out. This facial technology, facial recognition stuff really, really creeps me out, because that's how the feds are going to implement a police state for all of us. This goes way beyond Madison Square Garden. All right? All right. Now, a couple things. One, somebody wants some advice. Wife just gave birth. Two, wants me to run for office or dictator. Three, why haven't you switched your phone, your cell phone service? Pure Talk is how you put your money where your morals are. When your cell phone company bills you, almost undoubtedly, you have your credit card linked up, and so you automatically send money to them every single month. Are you automatically funding Verizon every month? Have you looked up Verizon's advertising campaigns? Do you like funding that? AT&T? T-Mobile? Switching to Pure Talk, you get the same great 5G network as one of the big guys, so you're not sacrificing service. You can keep your phone and keep your number if you want, or you can get a new phone, new number. But we're talking 10 minutes on the phone. Is abstaining from funding communism worth 10 minutes of your time? I would argue it is. And right now, when you switch, you get an additional 50% off your first month on top of everything else. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. That's what'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. All right, Chris, somebody faked being Jewish. And baby advice. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.